today's class. I didn't give today's class. Mohan gave today's class. I was sat there and one interesting phrase that Shukadev Goswami mentions, and now this is about Jad Bharat and how he behaved like a madman in the presence of his parents and relatives, and didn't want to risk getting materially entangled again. But now there seems to be an unprecedented level of Krishna consciousness that he has, because it says Bhagavan Anugrahaya is that he had the Anugraha, the special mercy of the Lord. Anugraha is a it's a very intimate word. It's more than kripa or daya. It means that more or less one is in the embrace of the Lord, and that would be expected if someone has actually attained a very exalted stage of Krishna consciousness, if he's attained prema, or even attained the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet in prema, which is beyond just the initial stage of prema. So when it says that Bhagavat Anugraha, it seems that perhaps something has, not perhaps, but that something has happened in this transitional period between Bharat Maharaj's birth and the deer, and taking birth as Jad Bharat, is that being purified of his offense, of neglecting his devotional service, naturally his bhava matured into prema, and therefore he attained the mercy of the Lord. One symptom of that is that he was constantly absorbed in chanting and singing about the Lord's glories within himself, but externally he insulated himself from his family members and behaved, as already mentioned, as a deaf, dumb, it even says blind person. Although when I read that word blind, I wondered how is it that he's blind and yet at the same time he's, well, he pretends like he's blind, I guess. Because later on, his stepbrothers sent him out to care for the cows. So he could only do that if he wasn't blind. But anyway, he was behaving as if he was blind. And it had crossed my mind that not only was Jad Bharat manifesting these symptoms to protect his devotion, but also because, once again, he had no guru. Having come to a more elevated stage of devotional service, if he manifests the actual characteristics of a Mahabhagavat, of a great devotee, how are all these other people going to be able to relate to him? So in order to both hide his devotional attainment as well as keep himself distant from these other people, then Bharat Maharaj manifests these other symptoms, which in themselves also may have been symptoms of his own spiritual attainment as well. In other words, his being deaf and dumb and crazy, because sometimes those symptoms of advanced Vaishnava are confused for madness, like especially to the extent that they're shown by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And, of course, part of proper sadhachar, part of proper conduct, proper behavior, is that devotees hide their symptoms of ecstasy. Narottam Das Thakur says, Rako Ranga Riddhaye Bahira. Keep your ecstasy locked up in your heart. And then another verse, which I can't remember, where he says also same thing. So the conduct of Vaishnavas is that they always behave. Well, Prabhupada uses the word neophyte, is that a devotee always acts like a neophyte. But in that context, when he means neophyte, he means a practicing regulated devotee, a devotee practicing Vaidhi Bhakti, regardless of how advanced they are, devotees conduct themselves. Although on some occasions it may appear that their ecstatic symptoms get the better of them, and they manifest those. So I was just recalling in Mayapur when in front of the whole assembly of devotees, all the devotees who were visiting Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada fell into ecstasy, and he just sat there on the Vyasa Sand, and he was crying, but he was just sitting motionless for at least 3-4 minutes until somebody started a kirtan. And then Srila Prabhupada came back to external consciousness, and then he just left. He stayed a little for a kirtan and then left. So that became a controversial issue amongst the GBC. They didn't know, should we have interrupted Prabhupada's ecstasy, or should we have just kept quiet? So they brought that up to Srila Prabhupada, and said, oh, Srila Prabhupada, earlier today in the temple room, you went into trance, into ecstasy. And Prabhupada was sort of shy and also defensive. He says, but I don't do that often. They said, no, you don't do it. But if you do it, then what should we do? Is it right to have a kirtan? And Prabhupada said, yes. It's all right to have a kirtan. But Prabhupada spoke like that in a very humble mood. He wasn't making a thing of being in ecstasy, but rather he was, in one sense, apologetic, because advanced devotees are meant to conceal these things from public. And they may manifest them when they're alone or in close company, close association. But otherwise, they keep such things to themselves. And so this is one point that also arises here from the term Bhagavata Nugraha, that Jada Bharat Maharaj was the object of the Lord's mercy. And interesting, it says that he was able to remember the string of his lifetimes. And when I saw that word string, avali, then it indicated that it could have been more than just the last two lifetimes, but the whole string. Everything that also preceded that. Such things are possible by the grace of the Lord, and particularly when devotees attain the transcendental position. Not only they know their own lives, but they can also perhaps see others. But in any case, their proper conduct is always to hide that. And so Jada Bharat also hid his conduct as an elevated transcendentalist to both protect himself and also because that's the conduct of Vaishnavas. preaching by showing ecstasy is the business of sahajas. That's not how you convince someone to become Krishna conscious. We preach by giving transcendental knowledge, and if someone follows the principles of transcendental knowledge, then they'll experience ecstasy. Seeing ecstasy, perhaps on the occasional basis, it gives faith, but as a general practice, to do things like that is not beneficial, because it leads to imitation, and that means everything becomes degraded. So preaching means divya jnana vidipa prasita, transmitting transcendental knowledge to others. And ultimately, that's what Jada Bharat also did when he finally met up with Maharaj Rahuvana. There he transmitted his own realization, which he had kept hidden up until that time. Hare Krishna.